Coming up on Before You Buy, a Samsung Galaxy device that's not a phone, but very musical. Also, that beautiful Nokia Lumia 800 Windows phone. And speaking of beautiful, have you seen the Asus Transformer Prime? We'll show it to you. All of that and more next.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Nobody likes waiting in line at the post office. That's why I use and recommend Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You'll never have to go to the post office again. For a special offer, go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone, and use the promo code Before You Buy.
Welcome to Before You Buy. I'm Tom Merritt, filling in for Leo Laporte this week. We've got some great reviews coming your way. The Asus Transformer Prime. We've got a Windows phone from Nokia. All kinds of wonderful products reviewed by our staff here at Twit, the people who are actually using the products in their everyday life. We're going to start off with Tony Wang taking a look at a Samsung Galaxy device, but this is not a phone. It's got a nice big display, but it's a music player. It's the Samsung Galaxy Player.
I'm Tony for Twit.tv, and today I'm here with the Samsung Galaxy Player 5.0, and that's the device right here. And you can see right here, this is the little brother, the 4.0, and they are very similar in spec and design and size. They're missing a couple of things, like the little brother doesn't have a flash for the camera, and it's only got one speaker. That's the one thing I like about the Galaxy Player 5, is that it's got two speakers. And the sound is very loud and rich. Very good speakers. I did a little test at home where I wash dishes with the device on the counter and I can hear everything in the podcast. So that's a plus for this device. The cameras are really great. You got a 3.2 megapixel in the back. You have a 0.3 megapixel in the front for video calls. Let's take a look at the design of the device. It's very similar to the Galaxy Tab 7.0 that came out last year. And if you can take a look at, you know, the sides, it's white and it's got a chrome trim around the display. On top of the device, you have micro SD card slot, and it takes up to 32 gigs, and the device itself comes with 8 gig only, so that's something to keep in mind. On the side here, you have the volume rocker, and you have the power switch, which is sort of where Samsung is putting their power switches now on their devices. And on the bottom, you have your micro USB for charging. See, there's a little microphone right here, and that's actually a voice call, and next to that, you have your audio jack, 3.5 millimeter, and nothing on this side. One thing very interesting they did with this media player is that they added functionality so that you can actually talk on the phone, on Skype, holding it up like a phone. So there's actually a speaker here, and the mic is down here. So they're encouraging you to do that, and audio quality is pretty good. It's hard to tell because I'm talking over Skype, and it's not over a 3G or 4G data network. So, you know, on Skype, over Wi-Fi, the audio quality is good. The Galaxy Player 5.0 comes with a 1 GHz processor, and out of the box it runs Android 2.2.2, but it's actually upgraded now to 2.3.5. The display is LCD 800 by 480 WVGA, so it is not the clearest display. It's sort of like looking at your 5-year-old LCD monitor for your computer. Samsung is aiming this at the iPod Touch, and just comparing it side by side, you can see that this is much, much bigger, and that is actually one of the pros of this device, is that you have a lot of screen real estate, and it's very easy to hold and type and watching video if you don't mind the low-resolution display. The player comes with a 2500 milliamp battery that's not removable, and the battery life is very comparable to the iPad 2 that I have. The pros of this device, obviously, is the large display that you have. It gives you minimal scrolling when you're viewing web pages. There is a little slowdown if I have multiple tabs open, 4 tabs or more, I think. It only takes up to 5, I think. And another thing I really like is the camera. I mean, compared to the iPod Touch and its HD camera, this is much higher resolution. What I didn't like about the device is that the display really doesn't do justice for the camera. It just doesn't bring up all the color. Everything looks not saturated and really washed out. Buy, try, or don't buy, I would not buy this myself personally, just because I have a phone already and pretty much everything on my phone has a higher spec than everything that's on this device. So if you're looking for a media player, go to the store and try it yourself. It's not as heavy as it looks. I'm Tony Wayne from Twit.tv, and this is the Samsung Galaxy Player 5.0.
All right, thanks, Tony. You know, sometimes I think, why would anybody want something that isn't a cell phone in this day and age? But, A, they're cheaper. With so much data connection, you can actually make calls on them. And, I mean, the iPod Touch is pretty popular, so if you're an Android fan, why not the Samsung Galaxy Player? Good review. Now, Alex Gumpel is our Windows Phone champion here at Twit. So, of course, nobody better to take a look at the Nokia Lumia 800. Take it away, Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex Semple for Twit, and I will be reviewing the new Nokia Lumia 800 Windows Phone. Now, this is Nokia's first foray into the Windows Phone world, and along with the Lumia 710. And just off the bat, just the hardware of this is really good. It's a really built solid phone. It's got this really nice curved screen that just, it's so just sleek and smooth, and it just feels really good in your hand. Now, there are some bad things about this design, for instance. There's a little flap that you use to get to the USB port, and you have to really push at it to unlock the magnet, and then it's just this little flimsy plastic thing that just feels like if you push it too hard, it's just going to snap off, and that's kind of not very good. However, everything else is pretty sweet. I mentioned the curved glass. So what they did, which I didn't really think was going to be really cool, but something that they made when marketing this was that the very top of this is curved, and the reason for that is that so when you're swiping along the phone, you know, it feels really. Oops, that didn't even go. There it goes. It just kind of, you could just swipe your finger along it, and it feels really smooth. There's no border around it that your finger is against. Now, something about the hardware that I really don't like, but it's more of a nitpicky thing because I'm very nitpicky, is that because of the curved surface of the back and how nicely it feels in your hand despite that, it doesn't sit flat on a surface. So, for example, if I put it down on a table, like I like to do when I'm texting, for instance, instead of holding it in my hand and I'm texting, it kind of just pivots around the center point. It doesn't stay flat and still. And that just really bugs me for some reason. Now, the Lumia 800 has an 8-megapixel camera, which is pretty nice. It's got the Carl Zeiss optics for whatever that's worth. It's got a 2-LED flash, pretty bright. It blinds my eyes if I look at it. It's 8 megapixels, but it's still kind of grainy. It's not great, but it still does get some pretty good detail. So if you look on the, it's on some pictures that I took here. We got a picture of Chad here. If we zoom in on his mustache there, you can almost count the number of hairs that he has shaved off. It's not that many, but you know, you could still count them, which is pretty good for an 8-megapixel camera, especially on a phone. Now, it comes with a couple apps on it, Nokia special apps for this phone. An odd one that is this one that's just called Nokia, and it's called We Care, and all it does is just have a splash screen that says, Nokia respects your privacy, we collect information about your phone and use of services to improve Nokia privacy, blah, 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 blah. It's just a disclaimer, that's all it does. It's kind of odd that it's there as an app, but okay. The other Nokia app that this comes with is called Nokia Drive, and apparently this is an old Nokia app that's been around on their phones before, except it's now on Windows Phone. So it's got its pros and cons. Apparently this is a very good feature that a lot of people like, but I'm kind of on the fence here. For turn-by-turn navigation, it's really good. I mean, you can pick a destination, and it'll tell you, and its voice is very nice. It's smooth and how it works that way and accurate. However, the interface is kind of bleh. Now, it kind of seems like they took this app from their previous phones and just kind of ported it over and kind of did a really lazy job at making it like a Windows Phone app. They kind of made it look like a Metro app, which is Windows Phone's iconic app style or UI style. But they kind of just did it really lazily. So the specs of this phone, it's running a 1.4 gigahertz processor, which is on par with the current generation, second generation of Windows phones, compared to the old phones, which ran 1 megahertz. And it's noticeably snappier. It's smoother. I don't really have anything to demonstrate much, but it just by using it compared to my old phone, it's just more fluid, it's smoother, it's faster, it's snappier, and it does show, and that's a really good improvement. All right, so a really big pro is that it's a Windows phone. It's a really nice experience to use, and it's different than iOS and Android. It's a whole new experience that you really just have to try for yourself and see how nice it is and how different it is, but in good ways. And just in the little tiny details are in there and how smooth it is and fluid it's in, like just the subtleties, it's just a really nice experience to use. Now, con, it's a Windows phone. So depending on how your view of that is, you know, it's an immature operating system or platform still. There's no apps. It's got a lot of apps, but it's also missing some of the really high-end apps that people like and that if you're coming from an Android or Windows or iOS, you might be missing. Now, another thing about this phone is that it's not available in the U.S., and so it's pretty pricey, and you have to buy it unlocked. So it can go apparently from $500 to $800, depending on where you get it from. And you get it overseas, and so it comes with a little British adapter, and it's things like that. But mostly, it's just expensive if you want one in the U.S. And so, because of that, you know, if you live in the U.S., you might want to wait for the Lumia 900, which is going to be bigger and better, and that's going to be really the sweetheart of the Windows Phone. All right. So the bottom line is definitely try this phone, especially if you've never used a Windows Phone, because the experience and complete package is so nice, and it's just a great thing to start with. So there you have it. I'm Alex Gumpel for Twit, and I'm not wearing pants.
Only a try from the Windows Phone fan, you know? Okay. I don't know about that curved display. That's another issue that I have with that, but he seemed to like it. So check out the Nokia Lumia 800. I'll be interested to see the version that comes to our shores when that hits here. All right, we're going to take a quick break and get out of here so Leo Laporte can tell you about our sponsor, Stamps.com, which means beam me up.
It's cold out there in space, but now that my subatomic particles have reunited, I am here to tell you about something from the future. No, it's actually from here right now. Stamps.com. In fact, I've been using Stamps.com for almost a decade. Thank you, Tom. We'll be back with more Before You Buy in a minute, but first I got to tell you about the best darn thing in the world, Stamps.com. It lets you print official U.S. postage with your regular printer and your regular computer. You don't need a special ink. You don't need a postage meter. You just need Stamps.com. Why would you want to do that? Well, postage rates are going up. That means you have to get in line at the post office, buy new stamps, bring in those packages there and dropping them off. You don't have to do any of that. Stamps.com brings the post office right here to your desk. And I've got a special trial that gives you a USB scale so you know the exact weight of everything you're mailing. It will print out the exact right postage, always up to date. They'll even do things like if you're an eBay or an Amazon seller, they'll print out the forms automatically. If it's going internationally, they'll print out all the international forms automatically. If you use QuickBooks, it uses the address book built in. In fact, it uses a lot of address books. So you do less typing. You're more efficient. You never pay more for postage than you have to. You always have the confidence that your package is going to go right with Stamps.com. And discounts, they've got a 15% discount for priority mail when you use Stamps.com, 21% off express mail when you use Stamps.com. All of that because, frankly, the post office loves them. They don't want you coming into the post office, and you don't have to with Stamps.com. It's a win-win situation. Give it a try. We've got a $115 bonus offer if you go to Stamps.com. Click the in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see there it is, their radio microphone there. You click that. I know it's a little weird, but that's what you need to do. You're not a radio customer, but that's just, I don't know why. They don't know, that's what they use. But you do need to know the offer code, which is one word, before you buy. So go to Stamps.com, click the microphone, enter before you buy. Do that because we've got a better offer, $110 bonus offer, including $55 free postage. They're giving you $55 in free postage. I mean, why not? Go to Stamps.com, click the radio microphone, get the scale, get the free postage, try it for a month, Mac or PC, you're going to love it. Stamps.com, I give them my stamp of approval. Now, you may beam me out because Mr. Merritt has more reviews in Before You Buy.
Have I got all my parts? Okay, I think I'm back. Thanks, Leo.
Amazing what the studio's new technology can do. And now we're going to compress three reviews into three mini reviews, including the iLauncher, which can shoot people. Check it out.
Hey guys, this is Colin for Twit, and I am taking a look at the Logitech Mini Boom. This is a $99 boombox from Logitech that pairs over Bluetooth to any device that supports the Bluetooth stereo profile. As you can see, it's pretty small. It fits in the palm of my hand. On the top, it looks plain, but if you touch this little nub, you get a set of touch controls that allow you to pause, play, fast forward, rewind, adjust the volume, as well as connect it to make a call over Bluetooth, because it also doubles as a speakerphone. There's a very tiny microphone right there.
Thank you for calling AT&T about your wireless service.
On the back of the unit, you have pretty basic controls. There's a power switch, a USB port only for charging, as well as an aux-in port if you want to use this with a non-Bluetooth device. The side has this matte coating that reminds me of the black MacBook, and I'm not a big fan of it because it collects lots of scratches and smudges and fingerprints, and it doesn't look very good after not much use. The audio quality is good, but not great. Let me show you. If you're listening to a song at a moderate volume, it sounds pretty good. The trick with these small speakers is they really pump up the low end to give the sound a lot of space and depth. But because of that, the high end can suffer a bit. And the louder you get, the more the high end suffers. And it really starts to get crunchy the louder you make the speaker. And that's actually kind of disappointing because this thing does get pretty loud.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. This was a triumph.
For talk, the unit sounds pretty good. If you're a big listener of podcasts, you'll probably enjoy listening on this. You can get it fairly loud without the distortion reaching a point that you can't understand what's happening.
Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android.
So if you're looking for a good speaker to bring to the beach or use outside on the patio, this is definitely a buy at $99. If you're looking for something with high-end audio or you want to play your music really loud, you're going to want to look elsewhere. I'm Colin Weir for Twit.
Hi, I'm Brian from Twit, and I'm here to show you the Dream Cheeky iLaunch Thunder, specifically made for the iPhone or iPad. There's no software available yet for if you wanted to use it on your laptop, but I have an iPad right here with me, and I've got the app software downloaded. It's got a 270-degree horizontal rotation, so for picking targets, you've got a lot of range. Almost. Move to our next target. Yep. That's all right. We don't need to hit all our targets because there's just one coworker that I have that I want to wake up. Yep. As soon as I get this baby dialed in. See, this thing already paid for itself. It's wirelessly controlled with your iPad through Bluetooth. And it's rechargeable via USB cable. You can also, instead of using just touch on your iPad or your iPhone, you can use the G sensor to move it around. It's not very sensitive, so you might have to try and dial it in manually. And there's also sound effects, but you're not gonna, surprise anybody with an attack with that. If you're gonna be buying this for $100, it's a good idea to get some more foam missiles because you'll be losing these ones, if not, irritating your coworkers enough that you're not going to get them back. Should you buy, try, or not buy? Well, at $100, it's a little pricey just for a toy to irritate your coworkers, but if you want to have that technological advantage over them, then if you should buy, if I hit the camera, maybe you should. This has been Brian from twit.tv showing you the iLauncher from Dream Cheeky.
Hi, this is Chad Johnson with Twit.tv and Before You Buy, and today I am reviewing the Google Chromebook. This one is made by Samsung, and it is running the newest version of the Google Chrome OS. That means that this is not an actual computer, per se, with a desktop and a file structure. Really, right when you boot into it, you have a browser, and that's it. You have nothing else. This computer is running with 2 gigabytes of RAM and has a 1.66 gigahertz Atom processor. It also has 16 gigabytes of internal storage. On the front, you have an SD card reader. It comes with a little piece of plastic that sort of looks like an SD card, but it keeps it the front looking really flush when you're not actually using that SD card reader. There is a webcam on this device, and I used it to join Google Hangouts and talk with my friends. It's not the best quality, and you really can't record, say, like videos in front of your computer because there really isn't that sort of software built into the computer because it's just a browser. Let me get into the pros and cons of this Chromebook. Let's start with the cons. I really did not like the trackpad. Another con that I see is the screen. The screen is 12.1 inches across, and the viewing angle is really not good, especially vertically. The other thing is that this is just a little bit slow for what I wanted to do. Pros. The keyboard. I really like this keyboard. I've actually heard that other people don't like this keyboard, so you might want to check out the keyboard yourself. I also feel like this laptop is super duper portable. It's really light. It's really easy to close down, throw in your backpack, run around, pull it back out right when you need it. Another pro is the battery life. I could go days without charging, and I never felt like I was trying to watch the battery to make sure that I wasn't using too much. Finally, boot time. They advertise a 7-second boot time, and they're absolutely correct. Buy, try, or don't buy, I'm going to have to say try. I can't quite recommend this product for everyone. I feel like if you need a replacement for your tablet, this is a really good option because you have an actual physical keyboard. That was really nice to have. But some people, I feel like this won't be powered enough for them, and there's other options on the market. Thanks so much for watching. I am Chad Johnson with Twit.tv, and Before You Buy, see you next time.
Of course, those are the mini reviews. If you want full reviews, check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/twit, and look for the Before You Buy channel. Now the pièce de résistance, Eileen Rivera, and the Asus Transformer Prime. That's the Android tablet that becomes a little mini netbook and then becomes a tablet. Honestly, I played around with this thing too. I feel like it's the best Android tablet I've seen. Let's see if Eileen agrees.
Hey there, Eileen Rivera with Twit.tv and also co-host of All About Android. And you know what? Of course, I have an Android device for you. And this one is a pretty hot one. This is the Asus ePad Transformer Prime, model number TF201. And let me tell you why this device is so special. First of all, you're looking at it here connected to a dock. We'll get to the dock in a little bit. I'm going to unhinge and talk about the tablet first. This tablet is a 10.1 inch display with Gorilla Glass. And they also talk about in-plane switching here. Let me show you what that looks like. In-plane switching just basically provides for better angled view anywhere that you're sitting. And also they're touting super IPS mode, which is supposed to give you better viewing outdoors. It worked and it didn't. I mean, it's still a glass display. Kindle e-ink readers are definitely more superior than this, but it did make a difference when I put it to that setting. Also on this, this is an NVIDIA Tegra 3 quad-core device, which means it is pretty darn powerful. Let me show you the app switching. It's very, very fast, hardly any lag. Also of note, this is running currently Ice Cream Sandwich, the latest operating system from Android. And you can see here, you can't really do this on Honeycomb, but I can build folders. The taskbar itself, if I have applications running, can just be taken away like that. This device here is 32 gigs. There's also a 64 gig device available, and it runs $500 for the tablet alone. HD video playback. What I also like about this device is that there is a micro SD slot. There is a micro HDMI port. So what I did was actually I hooked this up to my monitor in my office, and I was actually playing games connected with the keyboard dock and using the USB 2.0 port with this. I was able to play Shadowgun with a PS3 controller, and this is actually mirrored onto my monitor. Something else about the device, this is a 1.2 megapixel camera in front, 8 megapixel camera in the back. Not the best quality, but tablets haven't been known really for having great camera quality. Now let's talk about the dock. I'm going to attach it to the tablet, and now I've got a device that can last all day long. On average, just the tablet alone, I got about 6 to 7 hours drained from 100% to 34%. When I put the keyboard attached to it, gave me enough juice for the entire rest of the day. So another great plus. No port, USB 2.0 port, and an SD card slot. The keyboard itself, there's a lot of different shortcuts here on the keyboard, like going to the website from with one click, going to the home screen with one click. And this keyboard itself is not a flimsy, Bluetooth, crappy, plasticky keyboard. It actually feels like a Ultrabook once you have the tablet attached to the keyboard. Really, really great peripheral, and one of the first peripherals I think that really works well with this tablet. The cost itself for the device, $500 for the 32 gig tablet, $150 for the keyboard dock, and for $650 you have a pretty nice competitor to the iPad. As long as apps come to the Android market, this is the competitor to the iPad, probably the most powerful Android tablet I've ever tried, and I love it, and I say thank God, hallelujah, it finally made it to the market. Pros to the device, the NVIDIA Tegra 3 quad-core CPU makes it such a powerful tablet that you're going to want to play tons of games and really work this tablet like no other tablet you've probably ever held in your life. 10.1-inch display is gorgeous, and ice cream sandwich. Cons. The camera itself on the front and the back has crappy camera quality, and there has been known to be GPS and Wi-Fi issues. I have not found that in this device myself, but it is a known problem that Asus is currently trying to fix. Buy, try, or don't buy. This is a definite buy, especially for the Android enthusiasts. This is the most powerful Android tablet out there right now, the best that I've ever had experience working with. I love the Asus ePad Transformer Prime. This is Eileen Rivera with Twit.tv and All About Android.
Absolutely gorgeous. I have to agree with the Transformer Prime review. Thank you, Eileen. And that's it. Leo Laporte will be back next time. You can find us on the web at twit.tv/BYB and send us an email. Give us a shout out, BYB at twit.tv. We'll see you next time.